When you buy these CDs, you always hear me talk about setting goals and reaching your goals and how important it is for you to do that. And one thing I learned, I had a friend of mine that came by my office one day, and he was bothered, if you will. I wouldn't say he was depressed, but he was really bothered at some things. And so he decided to share those things with me. And it was something, I had actually said this to him, and I wound up helping myself in the process. Because I find that when I talk about money and investing, that it's really a life lesson. And it's not just so much the fact that, you're trying to do good with your money. Because you really can't do good with your money unless you're, trying to do the right things in your life. So it kind of works hand in hand. So this wound up really helping me too. And I wanted to share it with you while I had the opportunity to. He had some issues that he was dealing with, and he didn't know how to get out of dealing those issues. Because what he wanted to do was he wanted to reach a certain goal, and he was trying something, and it wasn't working. And he just kept trying the same thing over and over and over again, but he still wasn't getting the results that he was looking for, and it was taking him longer. So I told him that at some point in time, you have to understand that you have to change lanes, okay? And that's what I want to share with you today, is that you got to change lanes to reach your goals. Now, I'm going to ask you something. I asked him this. How many times have you been driving on the freeway or expressway or just on the road where you live, and you stayed in the same lane the entire trip? So if you're going, let's say you're going to work, how many times have you driven to work in the same lane? All the time. 9 times out of 10, I can guarantee you that you change lanes. Unless maybe you live across the street. Work right across the street or whatever. But the bottom line is that 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to change lanes. And that's for whatever reason. That could be because somebody is driving too slow in front of you. Somebody's driving too fast behind you. There's been an accident in front of you. It's all sorts of reasons why you change lanes. Potholes, you're trying to avoid those. All types of reasons why you change lanes. But the thing that you have to look at is that despite how many times you change lanes, you still reach your goal. So that's the whole point. I want you to know that some of you have goals, financial goals, saying that I want to be a millionaire. I've covered that. Some people want to have goals to send their children to college. Some people have goals in their personal lives, and they think that doing one or two things, are going to get that accomplished. And I can tell you that the reality is that you're going to have to do a lot of different things to reach that goal. It's not just a one-size-fits-all. If you want to have a happy marriage, there's going to have to be more than one thing you're going to have to do to have it. If you want to be a millionaire, there's going to be more than one thing you're going to have to do to have that $1 million. All those things are very tangible. So you're going to have to change lanes. You're going to have to realize that when in your plan to reach your goal, that you have to make room for little, like I like to addendums, extra things that you're going to have to do, because there's not a likely chance that you're going to do one thing and reach your goal. So what I want you to do, and like I asked him to do, is I wanted him to realize that, first I want you to realize what is your goal, and make sure that that is a goal that you can reach. Don't do like a lot of people and set unreasonable goals for yourself. Don't set goals that you just know you can't reach. If you say you want to be a millionaire and you don't have any money, and you want to be a millionaire tomorrow, well then, you know what, that's not a real reasonable goal. It could happen if you scratch the right lottery ticket, but it's probably not going to happen. If you say I want to be a millionaire, and I don't have any money right now, but I'm going to get a job and I'm going to save my money, I'm going to invest my money, I'm going to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire in 20 years or 30 years. That is very doable. That's the time frame that you can work with. So first of all, I want you to set realistic goals for yourself. And then what I want you to do is, as you are planning your goal, I want you to look and plan to reach your goal. I want you to say, what things could possibly happen to throw me off that you can do to yourself? You can't account for other things in the world, economic things or whatever, because those things are beyond your control. But what things can throw you off from reaching your goal? I had a client of mine came in one day, and he said that he wanted to have, a couple of $1 million when he retired. And he didn't care how we went about doing that. And I said, well, I don't really do tricky investments. I'm a really conservative person. If you want to do something, you know, that's not conservative, then you probably need to go, you know, to somebody else, because I'm just very conservative in what I recommend and what I do. And he didn't understand that. He said, well, you know, but you're going to get paid a commission on it, yada, yada, yada. And I said, well, look, there's two ways you can reach your goal here. And I'm telling you this too, listen to the CD. There are two ways you can reach your goal driving down this highway that we're talking about. You can go 80 miles per hour and you can go 55 miles per hour. Okay, now, if you go 80 miles per hour, what's the worst that could happen? Well, you could crash and burn and never reach your goal. Okay, you can get pulled over, get a ticket. There are all kinds of things that can happen trying to go 80 miles per hour to reach that goal. If you go 55 miles per hour, it'll take you longer, but you'll actually get there, and you will more than likely get there safely and when you're supposed to get there. So when I told him that, then he realized that, you know what? It's time for me to change lanes. It's time for me to realize that, you know what? I wanted to have this $1 million tomorrow, but I don't want to crash and burn. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a reasonable time frame to reach my goal. So at that point, he changed lanes, because he actually came in with the money and everything and said, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I want to do it right now. And he realized that that was not the only option. You know, he didn't have to stay in that lane. He didn't have to take the risk, because you should have heard him. He was telling me he's ready to lose it all if he had to. And you know what? Eventually, he is going to reach that goal. I mean, he hadn't got there yet, but eventually, he's going to reach that goal. He's going to understand why he reached it, and he made the right choice, and that was to change lanes. What I'm saying to you is that you have got to change lanes. You have to know what your options are, what things can be thrown in front of you. If you decide that you want to get out of debt, which I've been talking about quite a bit here lately, because, you know, people have acquired a lot of debt. If you want to get out of debt, there's a way to do it. You know, now you may be trying to just pay the bills, pay the minimums and stuff like that, and you may not see the results that you think you ought to see. Well, change lanes. Go to a debt reduction place, a center, and have them call up the creditors. Have them find a way to reduce the debt payments where you can afford to pay it, okay? It's nothing wrong with that. Change lanes. Like I said earlier, if you're having problems with your children at home because you don't feel like y'all have a good relationship, well, don't stay in that lane. Change lanes. Start having a good relationship with them. That's all it takes. If you don't have a good relationship with your parents or with your siblings, you got the power to change that. I mean, all you got to do is change lanes. Try a different approach is basically what I'm saying. If you're investing in the stock market right now and your portfolio is not performing the way you want it to perform, well, then change lanes. Make some changes in it. Maybe it's time for you to get rid of something. Maybe it's time for you to add something to it. But the bottom line is that you got to change lanes. Don't stay in the same lane, because you know what? You could be stuck in traffic for the rest of your life, and you will never reach that goal. You'll run out of time, and guess what? That is the worst thing that ever happened, is you had the time, you had the know-how, but you were too afraid to change lanes. There's nothing wrong with changing lanes. It will help you. It has helped a lot of people. It has helped me ever since I told him that, which came out of my mouth, and I didn't even know I was going to say that, but it actually came out of my mouth, and I've been living that ever since I said that a couple of years ago, and it really has changed me and has helped me to reach some of my short-term goals, and then some of my long-term goals I know it's going to help me reach. But you have to be willing to change lanes when necessary, and always look for an opportunity to change lanes. And I guarantee you that if you try any of these techniques, I guarantee you that they'll work for you, that you will reach your goals if you set reasonable goals for yourself, and you will be happier because you are accomplishing. You'll be more confident. And if they're financial goals, then guess what? If all is well, you'll have the money that you need and desire to do the other things in life that make you happy as well. So remember, when traveling down the highway of life, finances, or wherever you might be right now, whatever reason you listen to this CD, I want you to understand that when you're traveling down the road and you see issues that come up, don't stay in that lane. Be wise and change lanes. And I guarantee you, you'll make it to your goal in a reasonable amount of time.